Before Steve Ewing comes to speak, we're going to have our final reading from the Gospel of John, John chapter 1, and I'm going to read the first 18 verses of John chapter 1. If you have a church, have a church Bible there, it's on page 1063 of these NIV Bibles. Let us hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. Because the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." I'm going to hand over to Steve.
Thank you, Ray. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas to you all. Great to see a few of the toys that have been brought this morning. And toys are a great gift for Christmas. My youngest son, Marco, got his first Christmas present 12 days ago. And he's already brought it to church. I've actually got it with me this morning. Anybody know who this is?
Toy Story.
Toy Story, yeah. And this name is? Buzz Lightyear. There he is.
Well, I've got the whole set.
Have you got the whole set? Wow. You're doing a lot better than us then. We've only got this one so far. But this was a lovely cheap present when we were doing Tesco shopping. Marco really values this. I'm surprised he's let me come up with it this morning, actually. Just that he maybe got something else for Christmas. Who is Buzz Lightyear? Does anybody know who he is?
He's the guy from the Toy Story who likes to fly in the spaceship.
Yep, that's right, he is, yeah. The spaceship. I think his official title is that he's a Space Ranger hero.
Yeah.
And I think you've already answered the next question that I was going to ask you. Which movie does Buzz come from? There you go, Toy Story. And another Christmas gift that's been opened before Christmas. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Toy Stories. That's good, yeah. I think I went to the pictures just to see number one, but I haven't seen... I don't think I've seen many of the rest. I've seen a bit of number 3 and 4 playing on our TV in the last couple of days. Can anybody tell me who Buzz's best friend is?
Oh, God.
Do you know whose best friend is?
Yeah.
Yes, anyone tell me? I think I heard
Woody.
It there.
The Woody,
yeah. That's right, he's the cowboy, isn't he? Woody. Yeah, and Buzz Lightyear is a great gift to get for Christmas. Been a great gift for Marco. But you know, at the first ever Christmas, God gave us the greatest gift ever. He didn't give us a Space Ranger hero like Buzz. Great present though this is. And I've got to say I like it too. But he gave us someone else. He gave us Jesus. Now why would he do that? Well, it can only be that he thinks that Jesus is actually much more important even than someone like Buzz. Can anybody tell me any of the things that Buzz often says? Yes. That's right, to infinity and beyond. Anybody tell me anything else that Buzz says quite a lot? Well, we're going to have a look at three of them. Luca has already got one of them. But let's have a look at the first one that he says. And the first one he says is, Buzz Lightyear to the rescue. Buzz says he's come to the rescue. And a rescuer is someone who helps us out of a situation we can't help ourselves out of. Buzz came from Star Command to rescue all sorts of people. But he's only a toy. He can't really rescue us. But the Bible says that Jesus came as a real rescuer or saviour. An angel appeared to Joseph, we heard it in our reading earlier, and said, "You shall call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." So God thinks that we're in danger, and so he sent Jesus to rescue us. You see, when God created the world, he made it perfect. There was perfect communication between God and human beings. And God gave human beings instructions that would bring them harmony and joy and inner order and peace. But human beings chose to ignore God's instructions and to do things their own way. And that's when things started to go wrong. Imagine you had a mobile phone that doesn't work. Maybe because you don't have a contract anymore. Or maybe you haven't renewed it. Or maybe you've gone past some agreed limit. Or maybe the signal is blocked in some way. We can't get through. Maybe something has come between you and God. Some kind of barrier. Maybe the contract has been broken. And it blocks our connection with God. And on our own, we can't restore the broken contract or remove the barrier that's between us and God. But Christmas tells us that in Jesus, God humbled himself and became a human being, became one of us. He's like a bridge over an uncrossable chasm. If he was not God, then the bridge would be down at the other end. If he was not man, the bridge would be down at our end. But he could represent both sides. And there's no better news that we could ever receive, no gift we could get, however fantastic it might be, will be better than this. So Buzz Lightyear to the rescue. And another thing Buzz says is this: I come in peace. And to make peace is with anyone is to come from being enemies to being friends. And Buzz came from Starfleet Command to bring peace to the universe. That's what he says. But actually, he's only a toy. He can't really bring us peace with anyone. But the Bible says Jesus came to bring us real peace. The message the angel brought to the shepherds on the night Jesus was born that we heard in our second reading was, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. Jesus came to save us by making peace between God and us. Jesus came so we could be friends with God again. Even though God may have been angry with us because we've been disobedient and not done what he says, he sent Jesus to make it okay again. So this baby born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago brings peace in a way nobody else can and nothing else does. How is that so? Well, in John's Gospel, the reading that we heard a few moments ago, we're not told about the angels and the shepherds and the details of Jesus' birth, but John actually takes us right back to the beginning. He writes, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. He was the Word. In the Old Testament, words accomplished something. How did God create the heavens and the earth? The book of Genesis says he spoke them into being. And in the Hebrew culture, word and deed went together. That's why names were so important. They were speaking things into being. And now John says of this baby, this man he had known so well. Jesus was a fantastic guy. And of course he was. But he says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Or another version puts it, the Word became human and made his home among us. In other words, this was the solid, fleshed out figure of what God is like, what he does and says. And it's speaking the language of humility, the language of sacrifice. Because that's God's nature. And even though we've gone our own way, he wants to make it right again and give us the experience of being right again in a relationship with him that changes everything. So Jesus says to those who put their trust in him, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Peace. True peace. The kind of peace that means that in spite of the fact that I'm really struggling with my job, I'm having problems at school, I may be in quite a bit of debt, this relationship may not be going well, I'm feeling in a difficult place right now, whatever it may be, we can have the deep assurance that all is well, ultimately, between us and God. That the barrier has been removed, and that whatever our circumstances, however difficult things become, ultimately, God is in control. That's the kind of peace which Jesus brings. So Buzz Lightyear says, Buzz Lightyear to the rescue, and I come in peace. And we heard it earlier. The other thing that he's famous for saying is to infinity and beyond. Buzz came from Star Command to take people to some amazing places in the universe. But he's only a toy. He can't really take us anywhere. And Jesus came to rescue us by making peace with God, so that he could take us to a really amazing place called heaven, to give us real life. Heaven is a real place that Jesus takes people to after their time on earth. And this is truly good news, because this gift will last forever, this gift of life. In the end, everything else you get this Christmas, however good it may be now, will wear out, break, or become of no use. Sorry to tell you that on a day you're going to receive things. But ultimately it's true. But God's gift cannot perish or spoil or fade. Buzz is just a toy. He's a great toy. And it's a great present to get for Christmas. And you may get some great presents today. But God gave us an even better present on that first Christmas. He gave us Jesus. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus is real. And so Jesus can really do what Buzz promises. As an old man recalling the life of his friend Jesus, John writes, "In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it." In him was life, true life, not something that seems great, but in the end flatters to deceive. Jesus says, "I've come that you may have life and have it to the full." Not always that you'll have great things happen to you because you've decided to follow me. But rather that in all the mess of life, in all the challenges that we face, you'll have the life of Jesus within you, giving you peace, giving you hope, and giving you a sense of purpose and fulfillment that cannot be found in anything else. And what's more, nothing and no one can take it from you. In a far greater way than Buzz Lightyear or anyone or anything else, Jesus has come to the rescue. Jesus has come to bring peace. And Jesus has come to bring real life. So I want to just ask you on this Christmas morning, have you disconnected from the good news? Why not make the connection this Christmas, maybe for the first time, maybe to reconnect all over again? I promise you that if you do, it's the best decision that you'll ever make. Don't just think about Jesus as a tiny baby, but let him bring you into a relationship and friendship with God that can never wear out. Jesus is the best gift ever given, like no other, and it's what Christmas is really all about. If you want to know a little bit more about the Christian faith, about the meaning of Christmas, there are some books that are available this morning that you can get. I think they're available on the table over there. One of them is called The Real Christmas, find out the message of what Christmas is really all about. Another is called Christmas in Three Words, very short booklets. And then a slightly longer booklet called Christmas jackpot, how to get really rich this Christmas. And of course it's talking about a slightly different rich than many people think about. But perhaps you want to take one of those booklets and read them before you go today. Thank you for listening.